Throughout history, education has been seen as a special privilege. For instance, literacy proved to be so powerful an idea that in the antebellum South of the United States, slaveholders prohibited their slaves from learning to read. Long after education became accessible to all, it was not equal for everyone. The first successful constitutional challenge to segregation emerged in California in 1946. With Mendez v. Westminster, a class action lawsuit on behalf of 5,000 Mexican-American students. Fast forward to 1959. Despite the landmark Brown v. Board of Education ruling, the year Ruby Bridges was born, the African-American kindergartner's first experience with school included walking to school accompanied by U.S. Marshals past angry mobs of Southern whites who opposed giving her access to the education they took for granted. In 1974, the Supreme Court determined through Lau v. Nichols that lack of language instruction for students with limited English proficiency was a violation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. A 1971 ruling allowed schools in Charlotte, North Carolina, to bus their students to schools outside their neighborhoods to enforce integration. When white families sued in 1997, this changed. Throughout American history, the political fight for and against education has played out in a variety of ways across the country. States' rights and interpretation of these laws make it impossible for students in different regions of the country to have the same educational experience. Today, education is generally perceived to be more a right than a privilege, yet racial and economic disparity continue to contribute to the inequalities and inequities we see in American education. What exactly is the same in our nation's schools? What is different from one neighborhood to another? Who exactly is granted the full rights to a free and appropriate education that we promise? Educators from the East and West Coasts will explore the differences. Join us as we explore topics like English language development, intervention, teacher preparation, special education, school vouchers, teachers' unions, and much more. We will also ask, what are we going to do about equity in education? Welcome to Education East to West.